This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين صلاة دائمة مستمرة إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one time in the night, he got up and he was getting ready to go pray tahajjud. And on his way, he passed by the house of Ali ibn Abi Talib and Ali ibn Abi Talib's wife, the Prophet's daughter, Fatima bint Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And he stood outside their apartment, their house, by the door. And all he said was, "Are you going to pray Qiyam al-Layl? Aren't you going to pray Qiyam al-Layl?" But so at that time they were sleeping. So when the Prophet ﷺ called out to them and he said, "Are you going to pray Qiyam al-Layl?" Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiallahu anhu, he woke up and his response was, "Our souls are in the hands of Allah. If Allah wants us to wake up, we will wake up. Our souls are in the hands of Allah." Yani, Allah is in control of when we wake up. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam became upset from this answer. But he didn't say anything. He didn't say anything. And as he walked away, Ali ibn Abi Talib, who narrates this hadith himself in Bukhari, he said, "I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam hit his hand on his thigh. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that indeed, humans, people, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا, people are argumentative." So the Prophet ﷺ was definitely not pleased with the answer from Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. So when you look deeper into this, into the story behind this, the scholars make it very clear that it wasn't that what Ali ibn Abi Talib said was wrong. It's not that what he said was wrong. It was that if you're saying that if Allah wants us to wake up, we would wake up, clearly you are awake. So the more appropriate answer to the Prophet ﷺ would have been yes. So it wasn't done from maliciousness. It wasn't done with an evil intention. He was just thinking out loud that, "Oh, well, if we wake up, Allah is in control of our souls." But that is not the part that I want you to focus on. What I want you to focus on is how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not engage in an argument. He didn't say, "Well, how dare you speak to me in such a disrespectful way? Who do you think you are? I'm telling you to get up and pray Qiyam al-Layl. This is a good thing. You should obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." No. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam simply walked away and he did not engage in the conversation. Brothers and sisters, this story teaches us about the inseparable characteristic or the trait that humans are created with, and that is humans like to argue, except those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed to not be argumentative. And we see it. We see it so much in our lives. And we see how people are arguing on social media about the dumbest of things. Whether it is about political upheaval, whether this is a conspiracy theory, or whether this or that, either about politics or about religion, which is an even worse form of argumentation. And psychologists, they talk about why there are people out there who you will meet who are constantly argumentative. And that is, they say that their argumentative nature is resulting from their beliefs, their feelings, and their emotions, and their worldview is deeply tied to their own view of their self-worth and their egos, and how if they are contradicted, that means it's somehow an attack on them. So as a result, they have to constantly argue and get the last word in because they feel they're not being heard. Maybe this is caused by childhood trauma, whatever it is. And so, brothers and sisters, the Quran tells us about this, and it says, قال الله تعالى وكان الإنسان أكثر شيء جدلا. And humans, they are very, very argumentative in their nature. And because when you are constantly arguing and nitpicking, it kills communication. It actually turns people off from wanting to talk to you. Why? Because every time they talk to you, it turns into some form of foolish debate. Everyone is angry. Everyone is flustered. And the worst part is, it doesn't lead to any sort of solution. It's just arguing. And when you argue too much, you take your eyes off of what is important, and that is action. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us about Hajj? Allah tells us that the Hajj that is accepted is what? فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. The good accepted Hajj is the Hajj that is what? That a person does not break the state of ihram by indulging in intimate relations with their wife, nor is there disobedience, and nor is there argumentation. Brothers and sisters, the aspect of arguing and debating for the sake of debating is condemned. Especially if you look at the stories of the prophets of the past, those people used to argue with their prophets not because they were trying to learn, not because they were trying to clarify. They were arguing, as Allah says, لِيُضْحِدُ بِهِ الْحَقِّ, to obscure and to hide the truth and distort it. And so that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us about it. Brothers and sisters, do not engage in unnecessary argumentation and debate with anyone and everyone. As Imam al-Shafi'i, he talks about, you disgrace and humiliate knowledge when you debate with everyone and you argue with everyone. Why? Because knowledge in the face of ignorant people is ignorance, because they can't recognize it. And ignorance, when the people of knowledge see it, they see it as ignorance itself. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. This idea of people debating about the deen, you see it more and more brazenly, whether it's on Instagram, whether it's on Facebook, whether it's on social media, whether it's in WhatsApp groups. People just pulling any sort of opinion out there, and they want to challenge 1,400 plus years of scholarly consensus just for the sake of, as they claim, intellectual discourse. That's not intellectual discourse. That's called intellectual disrespect. Disrespecting the Quran. Disrespecting the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. In fact, in another hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that is authentic, the Prophet ﷺ warned us, and he said, those who take the Quran, and the meaning is, they twist the Quran, and they're arguing using Quran to confuse other people. The Prophet ﷺ says, "Al-mira'u bil-Qur'ani kufr." To argue using the Quran in order to hide the truth, that in and of itself is disbelief. Aisha radiallahu anha, she warns us about this characteristic of excessive argumentation and dispute. She said that the Prophet ﷺ, he said what? Inna abghad ar-rijali ila Allahi al-aladul khasmi. Al-khasm. The most detested, disliked person in the eyes of Allah is the one who is very fierce, the fiercest in their argumentation. Brothers and sisters, during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a verse came down to warn the people of Mecca about their idolatry and how it will lead them to hellfire. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down this verse, and he says, "Innakum wa ma ta'buduna min dunillah hasabu jahannam." You and what you worship, those idols, old pagan Meccans, idolaters, You will all be firewood inside Jahannam. So the pagan Meccans, instead of learning from this verse, they decided to come and debate with the Prophet ﷺ. They said, so you're saying that our gods and us are going to end up going to hellfire. So it's because these gods are worshipped other than Allah, right? Yes. So they said, well, Jesus is also worshipped as a god other than Allah by Christians. Therefore, you're saying Jesus will also go to hell then. So who's better? قالوا وقالوا أآلهتنا خير أم هو? Are our gods better or is Jesus better? So they were arguing not for the sake of understanding, but they were trying to be obstructionists. As Allah says in the Quran, وَلَمَّا ضُرِبَ ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ مَثَلًا إِذَا قَوْمُكَ مِنْهُ يَصِدُّونَ. And when the son of Mary was presented as an example, immediately your people, O Muhammad, they laughed out loud and they said, is our God better than Jesus? وَقَالُوا أَآلِهَتُنَا خَيْرٌ أَمْ هُوَ. Is our gods better than Jesus? مَا ضَرَبُوهُ لَكَ إِلَّا جَدَلًا. They didn't come up with this analogy and this comparison except for argumentation. بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ خَصِمُونَ. They are people who love to argue. Brothers and sisters, the Prophet ﷺ tells us that people who are argumentative, one of the things that the way how Allah tests them is what? He removes the knowledge from them, and so they argue and they stopped doing the action. All these people you see online arguing. Ask them, did you get up pre-Fajr? When's the last time you read the Quran? Crickets. Brothers and sisters, the Prophet ﷺ promises a great reward for the people who leave argumentation, even if they are in the right. Even if you are right, the Prophet ﷺ, he says, أَنَا زَعِيمٌ بِبَيْتٍ فِي رَبَضِ الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْمِرَاءِ وَإِنْ كَانَ مُحِقَّا. I am the guarantor for a palace. I am the guarantor of a palace on the outskirts of Jannah. Yani not outside of Jannah, but is on the outskirts of the gardens of paradise. As a reward for what? For the one who leaves argumentation, even if they are in the right. إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وذل الشرك والمشركين أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في الشام اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين وفي غزة وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العلي الكبير واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون